Breaking news tonight. A Minnesota police officer acquitted in the death of Philando Castile, a fatal encounter during a traffic stop broadcast on Facebook Live. His family outraged, a case and a verdict gripping the nation. New clue, what NBC News has learned authorities found in the gunman who opened fire on U.S. congressmen. Grocery wars. Amazon announces it's buying Whole Foods. How a surprise mega deal could change the way millions shop for food. Lashing out. For the first time, President Trump acknowledges he's under criminal investigation and goes on the attack against his own deputy attorney general. And a futuristic change in the air. No ID or even a ticket necessary. How about boarding a plane just by showing your face? Nightly news begins right now.
NBC News World Headquarters in New York. This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening to our viewers in the West. It's good to have you with us tonight. You may or may not immediately recall the name Philando Castile, but it's hard to forget the horrific images of him taking his dying breath streamed on Facebook after he was shot by a police officer during a traffic stop. Late today, a jury in Minnesota acquitted that officer of manslaughter in Castile's death. He was shot several times during a traffic stop after informing the officer that he had a handgun in his car. His girlfriend, seated next to him, streamed the aftermath for the world to see. Tonight, in the wake of the verdict, Minnesota's governor is expressing his condolences to the Castile family. NBC's Blake McCoy has the latest.
It was the video seen around the world.
Oh, my God, please don't tell me he's dead. Please don't tell me my boyfriend just went like that.
32-year-old Philando Castile shot five times during a traffic stop for a broken taillight last summer. His girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, streaming the graphic aftermath live on Facebook. Reynolds' then 4-year-old daughter in the back seat.
It's okay, I'm right here with you.
Tonight, the officer, Geronimo Yanez, has been found not guilty of manslaughter. The Castile family is outraged.
My son loved this city, and this city kill my son, and the murderer gets away.
And for that man to get on the stand and lie, for them jurors to not have enough human empathy and a conscience to just do the right thing.
10 white jurors and 2 black jurors deliberated 4 days after Officer Yanez took the stand in his own defense, saying, "I did not want to shoot Mr. Castile. It was not my intention. I was scared to death and I thought I would die." He said Castile, a school cafeteria worker, matched the description of a robbery suspect, that he smelled marijuana and saw Castile reach for a gun.
Told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand open.
You told him to get his ID, sir, and his driver's license.
Prosecutors argued Castile had a permit, warned the officer he had a firearm, and that the officer overreacted. The shooting last summer sparked weeks of protest and flared racial tensions. Tonight, a heightened police presence as Officer Yanez has been found not guilty.
Even though Yanez has been found not guilty, the city of St. Anthony, Minnesota, has decided to remove him from the force, saying tonight the public will be best served if Officer Yanez is no longer a police officer in our city. Lester?
All right, Blake McCoy, thank you. We turn now to a surprise mega deal that could change the way millions of Americans go grocery shopping. Internet giant Amazon says it's buying Whole Foods, the popular supermarket chain, in a deal that's heating up the grocery wars against Walmart. An intense competition for your money. NBC News business correspondent Jolene Kent has details.
A new battlefield emerging in the all-out war between arch retail rivals Amazon and Walmart. This time at the supermarket, Amazon buying Whole Foods for $13.7 billion in cash, attempting to catch up to Walmart's successful grocery business.
I think it's great. Amazon's taking over pretty much everything.
I hope it means I can get Whole Foods easier and get it delivered to my place really quickly.
The deal means Amazon will get more than 450 Whole Foods stores across the country, all primed to become neighborhood distribution centers.
And Whole Foods getting a lifeline after struggling financially and losing its dominance in organic food. Analysts say it could be a good deal for consumers, too.
You'll have more selection and you'll have lower pricing, and there'll be two really, really big players making that happen. It'll be Walmart and it'll be Amazon.
Competitors took a big hit today as Amazon moves in on their turf. Kroger, Target, Costco, and Walmart shares falling on the news.
For the general grocery store, I won't say it's a death knell, but boy, it's tough.
Investors rewarded Amazon for the deal today, the company's value spiking almost enough to pay the bill for buying Whole Foods. This is the latest ambitious move by Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos, expanding his online empire into traditional stores and upending the shopping cart.
And we have some late breaking news tonight on another front. A U.S. Navy destroyer, the USS Fitzgerald, has been damaged after a collision with a container ship. It's occurred just off the coast of Japan. The Japan Coast Guard says seven crew members are missing and one is injured. Footage from Japanese television shows one person on a stretcher being evacuated. The USS Fitzgerald was conducting routine operations when the collision occurred. Now back to Lester in New York.
NBC News has learned new details tonight about the investigation into Wednesday's shooting at the practice for this week's congressional charity baseball game. Investigators say the gunman was carrying a list containing the names of House Republicans when he opened fire. Our justice correspondent Pete Williams has late details on this.
While James Hodgkinson was firing at members of Congress Wednesday morning, he was carrying a handwritten list in his pocket, names of several Republican congressmen, adding a new element of mystery about whether he planned some kind of attack in advance. According to officials briefed on the FBI investigation, the list included Congressman Trent Franks of Arizona, Jeff Duncan of South Carolina, and Mo Brooks of Alabama, along with a few others that officials would not reveal. Adding to the uncertainty about the list, Franks was not on the team. Congressman Duncan says Hodgkinson talked to him during Wednesday's practice.
He asked me if this team was the Republican or Democrat team practicing. I responded that it was a Republican team practicing, and he proceeded to shoot Republicans.
Investigators say they have yet to find anything indicating Hodgkinson had an attack plan in mind. They say he told his wife earlier this week he was heading back to Illinois, and he canceled his membership in the YMCA the day before the shooting and talked to a local garage about getting his van ready. Doctors treating Congressman Steve Scalise, wounded in the shooting, say while he remains in critical condition, they hope for an excellent recovery.
There's still a lot of things that can happen. There are a lot of forks in the road that we may not even see yet.
Investigators say they've checked his laptop, his cell phone, and a camera found in his van, but have found no manifesto, no intent to commit violence, nothing to indicate that Hodgkinson was scouting potential targets, Lester.
Pete Williams, thank you. In Washington, a tweet from President Trump had just about everyone trying to figure out what he really meant today when he said he was being investigated for firing FBI Director James Comey. And it quickly led to a clarification from the president's legal team. NBC's Kristen Welker has more tonight.
President Trump acknowledged for the first time today he's under federal investigation, tweeting, "I am being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told me to fire the FBI director, witch hunt." That, in apparent reference to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Last month, Rosenstein sent the president a memo expressing concerns about FBI Director James Comey. But Mr. Trump made it clear during an interview with Lester he was going to fire Comey regardless.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Because in your letter you said I accepted their recommendation.
Yeah, well,
so you had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless of recommendation. So
tonight, a source close to the president's outside counsel tells NBC News the president was not confirming the investigation with his tweet, but rather referencing an earlier news report, adding Mr. Trump hasn't been notified he's under investigation. NBC News has confirmed special counsel Robert Mueller is looking into whether President Trump obstructed justice.
President Trump is constantly self-sabotaging. This is a president who, no matter the initiatives and the narratives that his staff is trying to craft, he gets on Twitter and destroys everything.
Now, top White House officials aren't taking any chances. Vice President Mike Pence hiring his own outside counsel, Richard Cullen, a seasoned federal criminal attorney. Today, the vice president called the move routine. Last month, an attorney for the Trump campaign sent a letter to staffers to save all their documents, including text messages and cell phones. This, as the president increasingly takes matters into his own hands. And tonight, the president added a fourth lawyer to his legal team. Meanwhile, he also released his 2016 financial disclosure form, which shows he made almost $500 million last year between sales and income, including $37 million from his Mar-a-Lago resort and $19 million from his new D.C. hotel. The president transfers his income into a trust. He still hasn't released his tax returns. Lester.
Kristen Welker at the White House. Thank you.
Two more political notes tonight. The president made good today in his campaign promise to reverse parts of a historic opening to Cuba by former President Barack Obama. The president reinstated some travel and business restrictions, meaning that Americans will no longer be planning private trips to Cuba. And U.S. companies will be banned from doing business with Cuban firms controlled by the military, intelligence, or security services. The aim is to force new concessions from the Cuban government. Separately, the White House let stand an immigration program known as DACA that has protected hundreds of thousands of undocumented children from being deported. Tonight, a young woman is facing the prospect of up to 20 years behind bars, convicted of involuntary manslaughter in an unusual and closely watched case after sending text messages to her suicidal boyfriend, encouraging him to kill himself, which he did. NBC's Morgan Radford has more.
Ms. Carter, please stand.
Michelle Carter in tears as a judge convicted her of involuntary manslaughter for encouraging her boyfriend, 18-year-old Conrad Roy, to commit suicide.
Guilty.
The basis for the judge's decision, thousands of text messages and phone calls with Roy, who had previously attempted suicide. Tonight is the night, she wrote. It's now or never. When Roy texted, I'm freaking out again. I'm overthinking. Carter responded, I thought you wanted to do this. The time is right and you're ready. You just need to do it. That night, Roy drove to this Kmart parking lot outside of Boston and filled his grandfather's pickup truck with carbon monoxide. When he got scared and left the car, Carter later texted a friend. I told him to get back in. I couldn't have him live that way. The judge found that failure to help made her responsible.
She admits in a subsequent text that she did nothing.
Legal experts say the verdict shows that a message sent via text is as powerful as one delivered in person.
She didn't actually turn on the gas in the car. She simply told him, turn on the gas, get back in the car. So she is two steps removed and 30 miles away from that actual scene.
The defense argued that Carter's behavior was caused by a bad reaction to an antidepressant she was taking and that Roy was determined to take his own life.
He chose to breathe in the fumes.
The evidence, videos Roy made about his own depression.
Well, no, you don't have to be happy.
But the prosecution argued he could have been saved.
He was a wonderful young man who had his whole life in front of him. He was making efforts to better himself and to find his way.
As the Roy family waits for sentencing in August, they're urging anyone struggling with depression to get help before it's too late. Morgan Radford, NBC News, Taunton, Massachusetts.
Nearing the end of day five of deliberations for jurors in the Bill Cosby sexual assault case and still no verdict. They came back to the judge again today with more questions, though no decision. The length of deliberations has now exceeded the length of the trial itself. Now to the mystery on Capitol Hill, a health care bill being crafted by Republican senators behind closed doors. Decisions about replacing Obamacare that would affect families across the country being made in total secrecy without input from Democrats and shielded from public view. NBC's Casey Hunt has those details.
Forget public hearings and months of debate. Republican senators are deciding the fate of health care coverage for millions over lunch behind closed doors. Twice a week on the second floor of the Capitol. They're supposed to vote on their Obamacare repeal bill in the next 2 weeks. But right now, the process shrouded in secrecy.
If you get a copy of it, will you send me a copy?
The man who will carry it out needs a copy, too.
You haven't seen it either?
As I say, my staff has provided some technical assistance to individuals, but I haven't seen it.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer writing Republican leader Mitch McConnell demanding public hearings the GOP has no plans to hold. Senate Republicans are rewriting a House bill that barely passed last month.
This is a great plan.
But this week, the president told senators the House bill is, quote, mean, and moderate senators have balked.
I cannot support a bill that terminates insurance for 23 million people who need it.
They're trying to change it to get a majority of 50 votes, discussing keeping more of the Medicaid expansion and protections for people with pre-existing conditions. It matters for people like Sarah DeJarlis, a breast cancer survivor. Under the GOP plan, her insurance premiums could skyrocket.
There are lives on the line. There are people that won't ever get better, and they need insurance to survive.
With each passing week, more insurers pull out of the insurance exchanges for 2018, not knowing what Congress will do. Millions of Americans are waiting for answers, too. Casey Hunt, NBC News, the Capitol.
Still ahead as we continue here tonight, confirming that you are really the one getting on that airplane as the era of facial recognition begins at the airport. Also, yoga, as you've never experienced it. Yes, those are goats getting in on the action. Back now with the new high-tech way to board an airplane that could signal the start of sweeping changes in airport travel. JetBlue is testing facial recognition for travelers on certain flights getting on planes, not with tickets, but with just their faces. If successful, it could be rolled out nationwide. Our national correspondent, Miguel Almaguer, got a test run.
Today, we do have a unique way of boarding.
Boarding time, Boston to Aruba. JetBlue calls this a snapshot into the future. Facial recognition, confirming your identity, your flight information, and in seconds, clearing you for takeoff.
I think it's just an extra layer of security, which is what we all want.
Your face, now your boarding pass. No need to show ID or even a ticket at the gate.
Well, if it works the way it's supposed to work, then yeah, it should be a great benefit to us travelers.
Biometrics information is scanned from data points on your face, then analyzed against your passport picture, allowing Customs and Border Protection to give the all clear instantly.
Traveling is stressful. We're looking to try to take those friction points out along the way.
For now, the new technology is only available at one gate here in Boston, but soon it could be rolled out at airports all across the country. It's just one tool giving flying a new look. In Denver, the TSA is testing fingerprint technology, using your hand for ID and boarding pass. And in Minneapolis, Delta is using face scans, allowing passengers to check luggage.
We're going to be able to roll out to our customers across our entire system a revolutionary customer experience that's really going to change the way you get in and out of the airport.
New technology redefining air travel, perhaps forever changing the face of flying. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News, Boston.
And in a moment, becoming the boss of Broadway, Bruce Springsteen reportedly heading to a more intimate stage this fall. The boss could be heading to Broadway. The New York Post is reporting that Bruce Springsteen will perform an 8-week run this winter on the Great White Way in New York. Intimate concerts 5 times a week. The paper says dates haven't been finalized. But as you might imagine, it's already generating a lot of excitement among fans on social media. Stay tuned for more on that one. The latest fitness craze is all over the internet, and maybe you've seen it. Videos of people doing yoga with, no kidding, or maybe kidding, baby goats. We wanted to see if this was real and what people were getting out of it. Here's NBC's Kristen Dahlgren with a look.
Inhaling deeply.
At this New Hampshire yoga class, for every down dog,
so gazing towards the thighs,
there is an up goat.
Come on, you can do it.
No joke, baby goats, turning yoga on its head.
I think we can safely say that you would leave class with a smile on your face.
It really is the hottest new workout. Classes popping up across the country and all over the internet.
We posted a video of a class. I woke up at 4 the next morning and it had already reached 2 million people.
Peter Corvo is a goat farmer and soap maker, but now...
These are the world famous yoga with baby goats.
5 baby goats are making Jenna's farm famous.
For our viewers who might say, I don't get it.
They don't have to, because there's certainly a lot of people that do get it.
What started on a whim quickly turned into a 300-person waiting list. Now they're building a bigger space. For Julia Lewis, it all makes perfect sense.
I absolutely love baby goats, and I already was doing yoga like 2 or 3 times a week, so... It's perfect. What is happening?
As I found out, it's not necessarily about the zen, but they aren't lying about the smiles.
I've had people say that they didn't even realize how much they worked their body.
The goats are unpredictable, but there is one thing that seems consistent.
What they say afterwards, like, this really cheered me up today.
We hope it's done the same for you. Kristen Dahlgren, NBC News, Nottingham, New Hampshire.
I think it has. When we come back, honoring a TV icon, same bat time, same bat signal. Finally, tonight it was a fitting tribute last night in Los Angeles. Hundreds gathered at City Hall as the bat signal was projected onto the building. It was all in honor of Adam West, who played Batman in the 60s hit TV series and who died 1 week ago. The original 1966 Batmobile and a bat phone were on hand at the steps of City Hall. Though Gotham was more associated with New York City, the series was filmed around Los Angeles. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said Adam West taught us that everyone has a heart of gold. We appreciate you spending part of your evening with us. That is NBC Nightly News for this Friday night. I'm Lester Holt for all of us at NBC News. Thank you for watching. Good night and have a good weekend.